It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, here he is in the studio with us right now, John Alfirovich from the Apple Chevrolet. You hear us talk about him every day on this program.
Absolutely.
And this weekend, this Saturday, you are taking part in the USO Barbecue for the Troops. And this is now, I think it's 50th year or something, 60th year or something?
Fifth year.
Thank you very much. And this is a really, really cool program because now, I think it started with just like a handful of car dealerships doing this. And now in its fifth year, there's over 100, right?
There's over 100. This is last year we had just under 100, over 100 this year. And so maybe a record fundraising year. So
yeah. So now explain how this works. So specifically at Apple, which is 8585 West 159th Street in Tinley Park, in case anybody's wondering.
Flows off the tongue there, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, I have that just really? In my head. I got the whole thing in my head, or applechevy.com. You're right.
Well done.
If people come out, and yours is, you know, if you're in the South Side, you want to come out and do this, this is a great way to do it. But throughout the region and throughout the next couple of weeks, people are going to be doing this. But explain what happens at Apple Chevy.
Well, thanks, too, Earl, for being a big supporter of USO. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you're a big advocate, and we love that, too. But, yeah, at Apple Chevrolet, we have, just a great time. It's, we already started our fundraising event. We have car washes at the event itself, USO.
So you pull in with your car, and you got...
We got car washes.
How much is the car wash?
Music. Pardon?
How much is the car wash?
$10.
$10.
Even for the Taro?
Right.
Even for
ooh,
a Taro.
What a deal.
Think about that. And then $10 all goes to the USO, right?
How about that?
Taro came in very dirty this year.
I heard. We need to talk about
not,
that.
Let's
there
not
are
talk
lots of problems.
X-nay on
all
the
self-created.
Taro. There
is
are
what
some
told
things that maybe he doesn't know about. So I'm just saying, Anna.
We know everything, bro.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Well, you find out a lot because he leaves stuff in the back of that and you never know what you find.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead. So come in for a car wash, right?
Well, yeah, we and then actually the event here is a barbecue. Everybody, all dealers, most dealers will have a barbecue, and on behalf of most the dealerships out there, they do a great job. It's a fun event, and I'm always impressed by the powerful sense of community these dealers have. Supporting you as a USO is a great example of this. And it is still evolving.
So, now, what are you going to have at your barbecue? What are you making?
We're doing a few brats, some hot dogs.
Because you guys know what you're doing in that department.
I tell you what, we got a good cook.
Let me just tell you something. I have been to a few of their tailgates
by
the Bears.
And I want to get invited.
I don't. It's all I know.
Ridiculous.
Is it devolves into something by the end of the game? Especially now, because the game's over after the first kickoff, right? I mean, that's basically
it's really
where it's going
more
with the
about
Bears.
The tailgate than the
it
game
is.
Now.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, the game's starting in 5 minutes. And everybody's like,
whatever.
Yeah, all right, we'll get there. Forget about it.
Ro, didn't you have the Uber it last year?
I did. Oh, I Uber it every year to your events, Mr. Alfirovich. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's also so he doesn't get to see the Taro. So I Ubered, so he doesn't go, hey, let me take a look at that.
Don't worry. Yeah.
All right, so you're going to have a barbecue. There's going to be a flag ceremony, right? You're doing it at 12:30, I think, on Saturday?
Right at 12:30, correct, yeah. And a lot of raffles. So, we put together, actually, the girls at the dealership put a ton of raffles together, and it's really exciting to, get our employees involved. And across Chicagoland, all these dealers are putting their employees together, and they really
it's fun to win
time.
Stuff.
And there'll be some
that.
Service personnel out there as well that people can come and meet and thank for their service and things like that.
It
really is an amazing thing. I was on the board of the USO of Illinois for 10 years. Mm. And so about halfway through my tenure, we started this, the barbecue for the troops. It was an idea actually that came to us from a dealer.
Correct.
And who was on the board. And it was like, hey, what we should do? I could do a little barbecue. We could start that, and then from that very, humble beginning, here you are 5 years later, you got 100 throughout. And I've seen signs. I'm so proud of this because when I drive by dealerships throughout, the Chicago area, you see guys holding up their signs, they're hanging signs or vinyl signs outside saying, hey, this is the date of the barbecue for the troops. Come on out and do it. And the USO of Illinois, for people who do not understand what the USO does, because I think one of the misconceptions that we always battle there is the notion that it's Bob Hope. And it's shows for the troops. And that's a great and wonderful thing that they do. It's just such a small component, especially for USO of Illinois. USO of Illinois, which deals... And there's USO Worldwide that handles all the stuff for everything. And then every state or region gets its own USO that fundraises for support in those specific areas. Mm. And The so yes. Here you've got veterans, right, that that are getting serviced. You've got the injured and families of the injured who are being served here. But it's for active duty. People don't realize in Illinois, especially in Chicago, you've got one of the largest naval installations in the world is just north of us at North Chicago. You've got tens of thousands of people that are, you know, in and out of there, and you've got thousands of kids who are on that, you know, the kids, you know, at least 1,000 kids who are on that base. Mm-hmm. You've got down near St. Louis, you've got Scott Field, which is a gigantic command for the Air Force down there. The Military Airlift Command is based there, and there's tens of thousands. Rock Island Armory, which is in Rock Island, Illinois. And then you've got tons of reserve and guard units throughout the state as well. And those families, whether you're doing camps for the kids or other ways to make sure that if families are deployed, which they've been, we've been in a war now essentially since 2001, right? The longest war in American history in Afghanistan. Those families get deployed. They need some form of help, and that's where the USO of Illinois specifically comes in.
You're exactly right, Ro. You know, the transition sometimes from military to civilian life may not go as well as, you know, some people think about the tragedies of combat. Mm-hmm. And the military programs that the USO provides are designed to help lift the spirits of these military people and their families. And it's just they create a sense of support in the community. And in so many ways, this USO is telling, hey, we're not forgetting you. And,
right.
and the dealers adopted this program and recognize it. And I tell you what, for in the last 4 years, we just had record numbers of people coming out and supporting. And it's a, you know, it's a good way. A lot of people ask, hey, how do you know, they express their gratitude mm-hmm. with the servicemen and women that serve. But it's like, you know, how do we support them? This is a great way to come out to the USO barbecue.
Absolutely.
Have a hot dog, watch them, look at some inventory, some new cars, and dream a little bit. And it's
that's what I do when I'm out there. And then and then Alfie says to me, keep dreaming, pal.
Yeah, right. No, that's no, that goes. That one.
No. You can I have that one? No. No, this one's good for you, though. The way you drive and behave, that's basically what
it is. Good to see, though, there's so much more attention on coming home, because it's not without its challenges. And you hear about it and you feel the military families now talk about it more than they ever did. And the need is there. And so USO is a great way to help. To help with that transition and so many other things.
And people forget, too, that the active, I mean, I think this is really important to note. And also the airports, I should mention this, too. Sometimes you'll see these USO clubs at O'Hare or Midway here, or mm-hmm. you'll see the banner for it. Mm-hmm. It's a really important thing because guys who are coming home, men and women who are coming home from wherever it happens to be around the world, they get dropped off at a, you know, whatever base they're stationed at, their unit is stationed at. Mm-hmm. And then they get on a maybe a military charter to an airport, and then they fly and flying through, if you're on Southwest, obviously, the hub is Chicago. You fly on any other airline, the hubs are Chicago. And they, you know, there are hundreds a day who come through. And sometimes, especially, you know, in the teeth of the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, these guys still had the dust of war on their uniforms. Jeez. They didn't have a chance to stop anywhere between coming in and then going home. And so these USO centers that they go into, it gives them an opportunity to get cleaned up. It gives them an opportunity to and there's recliners and beds and flat screen TVs and things like that, so they can relax in between their flights and sort of just get their bearings.
Mm. How about that?
Yeah. Yep. So just think about that.
Sometimes we take our, you know, freedom for granted, bro. And it's, you know, like we like to say, you know, our freedom is like your health. If you don't have it, you know, it makes everything difficult and maybe impossible.
Yeah, absolutely. So. All right, so this Saturday at Apple Chevrolet, 8585 West 159th Street in Tinley Park. Notice how I just say that? I say that in my sleep sometimes.
No notes involved on that, I'll confirm.
No.
Any donation is a good donation.
Yeah. And so, and the donations are free. I mean, people want to come out; they just want to celebrate and say hello. That's one thing. But, you know, you can, whatever you can give, right? Unless you're getting a car wash, and it's $10.
That's $10.
Yeah, that's what
you can give more if you want, I'm sure, right? Yeah. For the car wash.
And you did. You had kids.
Bucks.
Did you have kids from the local?
Buy a car.
2 weeks ago, you did this. And you had the kids from the high schools do it, right? Two different high schools down there did it, right?
They needed community service. They came down, did some washing cars, and got their.
You know, I've been told I need community service too. It's funny that you know, should mention that. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Separate.
We won't talk about
it. Yeah, no, let's not. Okay, so this, you raised a bunch of money at that, right? A couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, we got about, you know, Apple has about a couple thousand raised already. So
that's awesome. We're doing good. That's awesome. Well, let's make sure that Apple gets over that $10,000 mark. Come on out
yes.
on Saturday between 11 and 3 at 12:30. There's going to be a very solemn ceremony. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it is going to be just, you know, fun and games and a great time.
Right.
Right.
I'd like to mention a couple things. You know, yes. If you're, you know, could support social media, we can go to hashtag BBQ for Troops.
Is it the number four or the word four?
The word number four.
Number okay, four. BBQ number four right. Troops.
And if all you right. want to find a dealership near you, just go to drivechicago.com and there's a listing of all dealerships that are in your community that's serving up a barbecue.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, if you're on the south end of town, then you got to stop by. If you're in this, as I like to say, if you're within the sound of my voice, you should go to Apple Chevrolet for any purpose whatsoever. And it's again, it's on 159th Street, 8585 159th Street in Tinley Park. John, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for being a supporter of this. And
you're welcome. And I like one little shout out, Jennifer Moran, who spearheads this whole thing. She does a phenomenal job. Her along with Jay Hopkins take this under their wing. It's just a great
great undertaking, great and it right. sounds like they're doing an amazing job with what you're raising, what you're doing at so many dealerships. Awesome. Right.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for being here.